Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Midnight Meditation with Charlena. I'm your host, Charlena, and on this Saturday morning, the 12th of March, 2016, I welcome you to the Spring Forward Weekend, and perhaps the start of spring, or the roller coaster end of the winter. This month, we are looking at discernment, judgment, or wisdom, or even self-judgment. Earlier today, I was reading the 2016 March edition of Science of Mind Guide and contemplating how to recognize wisdom. Reading about mindfulness brought it around full circle to me, and it is hoped through the meditation this morning, you will see and feel is a circle rather than having feelings of being stuck in name-calling or self-recrimination in a circular pattern. I invite you this morning to use your inner wisdom to its fullest benefit within your life, within our lives, through your and my personal mindfulness of spirit. We often think of mindfulness, and I forgive me for the mindfulness of as only pertaining to being present while meditating. But what if mindfulness could be part of our daily lives for loving ourselves better? To love ourselves as God loves us. And yes, it is being present, but it's being present as part of the bigger presence then. During this meditation, this morning, I invite you to release any and all pressures, any decision-making, or no matter how pressing the decision might be or feels as it feels like it is, just release it. And just as we discussed last week, wisdom, discernment, judgment, even self-judgment is located in the solar plexus. And the solar plexus is guiding us through understanding our emotions, controlling them by retraining them to understanding, awareness, listening, immersion, observation, and appreciation. And as a matter of fact, each week at the start of our meditation, we elicit mindfulness through the breath, and that's the sixth quality of mindfulness. So, on that note, I invite you to take in three deep breaths of breathing in, inhalation, holding, and exhalation successively, and I will walk you or guide you through cycle of threes, four times this morning. By starting each action, being silently. So, get situated to whether you are standing, sitting with your feet flat on the floor, or lying down, either with your entire body lying prone on the floor, or just most of your body except for the bottom parts of your legs, which are across, or dangling over the edge of the bed. And inhale for a count of eight. and hold. Exhale on six. And inhale. Hold. And exhale. And inhale. And hold. And exhale. And inhale. Hold. And exhale. I invite you to continue breathing in on an inhalation, holding and exhaling whenever possible. But now, if you will repeat after me today's affirmation, God, as divine wisdom, is bringing to light my perfect direction. God, as divine wisdom, is bringing to light my perfect direction. And a third time, God, as divine wisdom, bringing light to my perfect direction. And that is taken from Ephesians 5:17. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. If you will say this silently to yourself, I have now found strength in my vulnerability, which empowers me to fully live life. And now I will guide you through a couple of exercises that are taken directly from Alfred James's article, Six Mindful Exercises, and this is from this month's Science of Mind Guide. Mindful awareness. The article is Six Mindfulness Exercises. This exercise cultivates awareness and appreciation. A simple daily task. Results, they achieve. Think of something that happens every day more than once. Something you take for granted, like opening a door, for example. At the very moment you touch the doorknob to open the door, stop for a moment and where the door will lead you. Think about where the door will lead you. Similarly, when you turn on your computer, stop for a moment before you start your work and take a look at your hand. Look at the finger or the knuckle that turns on your computer and fully take it in. Or perhaps you are going to the refrigerator or the cabinet to open the door to get something out to eat. take a look at the door or the cabinet door. And as you take your snack out, be appreciative that you are lucky enough to have food to eat, food to share with your family and friends. Choose a touch point that resonates with you today. Instead of going through your daily motions on autopilot, take occasional moments to stop and cultivate purposeful awareness of what you are doing and the blessings that it brings to your life. Following exercise is both an exercise and homework. I would like you to notice five things right now, and then five things the rest of this week into next Thursday, into next Friday. And I will ask you about a couple of them. So these five items that you're going to do next and over the course of the next 7 days can be objects or people. And use a notepad to check off the five by the end of the day. This exercise gives us the opportunity to offer thanks for the seemingly insignificant things in our lives. Things that support our existence but rarely get a second thought, and our desire for bigger and better things. For example, electricity powers your stove or your oven or your blender. Your nose lets you smell the aromas in the park, flowers, honeysuckle, and your ears allow you to hear the birds in the trees, the wind on the breeze, Venus of bacon frying. All of that is heard by your ears. As you think of all five of these and check them off each day, I only named three, fully aware of them and what the intricate details are that you may have been taken for granted, and truly appreciate them, give them gratitude to the highest. As you identify the five things, objects, or people, make it your business to find out as much as possible about their creation and the purpose, to truly appreciate the way in which they support your life. Cultivating this moment awareness of our surroundings helps us better cope with the difficult thoughts and feelings that cause stress and anxiety in everyday life. We will develop a fully conscious mindset that frees us from imprisoned or unhelpful, self-limiting thought patterns, and enables us to fully be be present, to focus on positive emotions that increase compassion and understanding in ourselves and others. Namaste, and until next week, good night.